Louis Braille, the man who created an alphabet for the blind.
I became blind when I was a child. There were very few books for people who couldn't see. It was very difficult for us to learn how to read and write. We needed an easy system. Could I invent one? When I was a child, I was curious, like most boys. My father had a workshop and made harnesses for horses. He had a lot of tools that I was interested in. One day, I picked up an awl, a very sharp tool, from my father's table, and I started playing with it. Suddenly, I tripped and fell. The awl hurt my eye badly. The doctor tried to help me, but my eye became infected. Soon, my other eye became infected too. I was 5 years old when I couldn't see the sun, the fields, or the blue sky anymore. We lived in Couperet, a small town east of Paris. At school, I couldn't run or play with the other boys. It was difficult to learn because I couldn't read or write. My teacher and the local priest tried hard to teach me, but I didn't make much progress. I was slower than the other children in the class. My parents were very worried about my future. They didn't want me to become a beggar. They wanted me to study. One day, my father heard of Cannes Vin, a school for blind people in Paris, and decided to take me there. I was 10 years old and full of hope when I arrived at the school. "Do you have books for a blind person?" was my first question to Dr. Gill, the doctor in charge of the school. I was pleased to hear that they had. This is the right place for me, I thought. But soon I found out that life at Cannes Vin was very hard. The school wasn't a pleasant place. The building was 500 years old and the rooms were cold and damp. And Dr. Gill wasn't a pleasant man. He was a cruel man who hit his students and used very unkind words to describe blind people. I was very upset. At Cannes Vin, students weren't taught how to read or write. Dr. Gill wasn't interested in that. We were taught how to make baskets, chairs, and slippers. For Dr. Gill, we weren't students. We were workers. He sold the beautiful things that we made. I was sad, lonely, and a long way from home. My parents didn't know that my life was so hard. Although the school was bad, it was the only place that had books for blind people. The books were large, heavy, and expensive. The letters were raised from the page, and I felt them with my fingers. The problem was that I took a very long time to read each word. When I got to the end of the sentence, I couldn't remember the beginning. But I wanted to read. There were 14 books in the school, and I decided to read them all. Things got better when, in 1821, Dr. Pinier became the director of the school. We started to have music lessons. I loved to play music, and it became my favourite hobby. It was much easier than reading because I didn't need to read music. I could play by ear. I was asked to play at many churches in Paris. It was good to be outside the school. People said nice things to me. I was paid for my work, and I had my own money for the first time in my life. This meant a lot to me. When I was 12 years old, Charles Barbier, who worked for the army, visited our school. He told us about the system that his army used to read in the dark. They couldn't use light because the enemy might see them. So they used a system with 12 dots and dashes. The system was difficult, but it gave me an idea. When I returned home for a holiday, I started working on my idea. I went to my father's workshop and picked up an awl, the tool that hurt my eye, to invent a new system for reading and writing. I used the awl to raise dots on a page. Barbier's system had 12 symbols. My system was easier. It had only 6. In 1824, I was 15 years old and I had a basic system. 5 years later, the first book was published. It was called Method of Writing Words and Music and Plain Songs by Means of Dots, for use by the blind and arranged for them. The system was called the Braille system. I was very happy with my system, but most teachers didn't want to use it. They weren't blind, and they didn't need it. They preferred the old system, with raised letters, because they didn't want to learn something new. But I continued to use it, and started to teach people to use it. In 1834, it was shown at an exhibition in Paris. I became a teacher at my old school. My students made progress quickly, and this made me very happy. But I was ill, and I began to feel very weak. The damp conditions in the school weren't good for my health. The doctor said that I had tuberculosis, and in 1844, I had to stop teaching. But my students continued to use my system, and then, little by little, the system spread to other schools and other parts of the world. It became the reading and writing system for the blind. My students kept the Braille system alive.